Welcome to church. I was thinking this morning, I want you to imagine this is your first Sunday here, and you walk in and you got pirates all over the place, and what must be going through their mind? I met several people that this is their first Sunday, and so I assured them we hadn't lost our minds, but welcome to Pittsburgh Pirate Day, and leadership team, when they told me, they said, "Hey, we're getting the Gypsy Rose in," and as it's coming out of their mouth, they realize, because they can see my mind a-working, and I'm like, "Well, where did we find the Pittsburgh Pirate ship that we're bringing in to celebrate?" And I don't understand how it fits with celebrating the zone, but I'm for it. So here we go. Yeah, we're probably about 3 weeks from having everything running and functional over there, but you'll get a sneak peek at it today. And then just kind of long range, this fall, we'll do a grand opening to the public, and we hope to be running full blast at that point and be prepared to have kind of an influx of folks. So that'll be on our agenda for the fall. So Jungle Love, how many of you remember that song? Yeah, we're dating ourselves, aren't we? Yeah, Steve Miller Band. Last week we started talking about change, and we're focusing on the fact that real change, it's only possible when I get to a point that I admit I can't change, which sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? But, I mean, I can't change. Sure, I can make some tweaks, some little changes here and there. I can make some adjustments, superficial changes. But the fact is, true change, lasting change, I really need something more. I need God. See, I can't change, but God can change me. And if you weren't here last week, I really encourage you, go to our website, go to iTunes, and, you know, listen to the message, get caught up, because there's just some foundational things we talked about last week that'll help you a lot. But real change is really only possible when we go off the map with God. And as I said last week, this series, I think, is going to challenge some of you. It's going to challenge some of your egos. It's going to challenge some of your basic instincts of how to deal with things in your life. But if you're going to successfully navigate through the jungle of life, you must surrender to God. You must let God guide you in life. And it's a trust thing here. And the core verse for this series comes from Isaiah. God says, "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you." It's the Holy Spirit speaking. "This is the way. Walk in it." It is imperative that you understand you can't change. And if you can't admit that you can't change, I would argue change is not possible, not real change. Only God can bring about the real change in your life. God's an agent of change. God changes us from the inside out. And I want to ask this again this week. Part of it, I believe it encourages all of us. And I also think it reminds us that we're not alone. But I want to see hands and hold your hands up after each question. How many of you have something that you need to change in your life? Come on, hold your hands up. All right, look around you for a moment. All right. How many of you have tried to change it before? All right. All right. How many of you will admit that you have tried to change it many times? All right, now hold your hands up. Everybody look around you for a moment. That should be encouraging because you're not alone. So, let me get this. You know that there's something you need to change. You've tried to change it. Why haven't you changed it? In fact, as I say that today, many of you are frustrated in life. You're frustrated with the situation that you're dealing with. You're frustrated with yourself. You're discouraged. And what you are doing isn't working, you need a new strategy. You know, have you ever admitted that you are powerless to change that problem? See, you can't change until you admit it. And when we admit it, when we admit that we can't make a change on our own, get this, change is possible at that point. And today what I want to talk about jungle love. And it is the love of God that we experience when we're in the jungle of life. In the jungle, we think we can hide. Why? Because it's a jungle. But God loves us so much that he is not going to allow us to hide. In fact, God will pursue you. God will bring you out of hiding at some point. And some of you are hiding today. You're hiding in the jungle. You think you got a really good spot. You're kind of camouflaged and you stay in the cover. You're kind of concealed in your life. And I want to ask you, what are you covering up? I mean, what are you trying to hide in your life? You know, maybe you got a temper and it's kind of toxic. I mean, if people really knew. You know, you've tried the count to 10 thing, maybe read a few angry management books in your life. But if you were honest today, you would say, you know what? It's not really working for you. I mean, some of you would say, you know, I've got a drinking problem. I mean, nobody knows about it. I kind of keep it secret. Others would say, oh, I've got an addiction, pornography, sex, drugs, food. And you think you're hiding it. You think you got it covered. What is it you're covering up in your life? What are you trying to hide from God? Because, friends, whatever you try and hide from God and from other people, God will uncover it. And what you uncover before God, get this, God will cover it. It's how God works. It's how God works in the jungle. You know, so on one hand, you have a God that does not change. And on the other hand, you've got a God that is all about change. He's all about changing you and changing me and working from the inside out. You know, God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, to die for our sins, our shortcomings, those things we cover up. And because Jesus walked out of the grave that day victorious, change became possible in our lives. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God sends his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit takes up residency in you. And the Holy Spirit begins to work. And the Holy Spirit begins to reorder your life, sharpening your focus, shifting your priorities, working inside you. And what happens is over time, you change. You change from the inside out. That's true change. Lasting. In fact, I would argue it's supernatural change. Proverbs, the writer says this, you will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them and give them up. Then God will show mercy to you. So if I cover up my sins, my problems, my struggles, pretend it's not really an issue, you know, live in that world of illusion, everything's peaches and cream, I'm not going to succeed. I want to succeed. I mean, how many of you want to succeed in your life? Yeah. Now, here's the truth about who I am and whose I am. If I am willing to admit my shortcomings, if I'm willing to acknowledge that I'm a little messed up and that God's got it right, if I'm willing to face and come to that scarlet conclusion in my life that I struggle with sin, what happens in that is I'm confessing to God. I'm coming clean with God. I'm uncovering. And because I come out of hiding with that, because I quit trying to cover it up, because God loves me and he loves you, because of our relationship with Jesus Christ, God covers the problem with his righteousness, with forgiveness. It's kind of an exchange that happens. And so I exchange my guilt for grace. I exchange my failure for his forgiveness. I exchange my pursuits for his passion, his agenda. And this exchange, when that happens, it's where change begins. And it's jungle love. It's how God deals with us. There's this great story in Mark 5. It's early in Jesus' ministry. And Jesus is starting to draw large crowds of people. So people are all around him. They're following him around everywhere, asking him questions. They're asking for healing. You know, the demands, I can't even imagine. They were significant on Jesus. And so this particular day, there's a woman in the crowd that is battling with some physical ailments in her life. And what we're going to find out is this woman had spent all of her money trying to find a cure. The scripture says, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she what? She grew worse. Now in that day, this woman would have been seen as unclean. The religious elite of that day would have rejected her. Society, she would have been an outcast, kind of a second-class citizen. She'd have to kind of hide herself and sneak around because people didn't want to be around her. And as I'm reading the story, and some of you may be going, well, I can identify with that. You know, because I'm bleeding in my finances, and it's embarrassing. You know, I'm bleeding in my marriage. I'm bleeding as a parent. You know, vocationally, I'm suffering over a decision that I got to make. I'm suffering over this hurt in my life, or I'm suffering over this habit that I just can't get a handle on. Some of you could identify with this woman. And in fact, some of you, if you were honest, what you want to do is run and hide. Because that's what you do when you're struggling. And what we need to do is what this woman does. This woman, she had some things that she really had to let go of in her life before change was going to be possible. Everybody here has something you need to change, something you've been trying for a long time to change. And I want to ask you this, what is it that you're holding on to in your life? You know, many times it's the thing that we hold on to that keeps us messed up, that keeps us in shackles. Because we're holding on to the wrong stuff, and we end up suffering more. It gets worse. You know, she had all these futile attempts that she's trying to change and to find her way back. She threw money at it. That is popular today, by the way. I see people do it all the time. They got a problem. I'll throw some money at it. Oh, my marriage isn't working. I'll throw some money at my spouse. It'll make things better. You know, the family, we're not really hitting on all cylinders. I'll throw some more money at the family. We'll get stuff. We'll be happy family then. Yeah, I'm kind of bored. I felt helpless, depressed. Hey, let's go to the Galleria and go shopping, huh? That'll pick me up. And this approach, friends, let me tell you, it will drive you mad and it will make you crazy. I mean, have you figured out, how many of you figured that out? You know, it's a jungle. You know, the rich have advantage here over the poor. And this is important. I want you to catch this. The rich know that money does not satisfy. They know that money cannot fix the really important things in life. Sure, it'll give you a fast kind of temporary relief sometimes, but it does not last. This woman, she had thrown money at her situation. It didn't work. Scripture says, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. I mean, she was ill. Some of you get that. Some of you would get that, you know what, I've thrown money at the situation. It's not getting better. I threw money at my marriage. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. Threw money at the family, getting worse. threw money at my career. My life, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And it's frustrating. It's exhausting. It will wear you down. The fact is, instead of throwing money, I mean, some of you go, oh, I'm good on that. I'm not throwing money at it. No, what you're doing, you're throwing work at it. You're throwing energy at it. You know, I've got this situation. I know what? I will work my way out of it. I am autonomous. I will pull myself up by my bootstraps. I'm going to work, and I am going to get control of it. And you are that whirlwind of perpetual motion, and it's driving you mad, and it's making your family crazy. I mean, you may live in that world of illusion. Talk to people all the time. Their life's out of control, but they'll act like everything is peaches and cream. It's going fine. But deep down, if you can ever get under the layers, you know it's not working. You know it's not getting better. It's getting worse. You know, maybe you're trying to control things. And we talked about that last week. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time with it this week. But you get that sense of when things are spinning out, we want control, don't we? And so we start trying to control things. Start trying to control the situation, people. We start trying to control the press, our image, what people think about us. Yeah, I'm going to control him. I'm going to control her. I know what, I'll manipulate my kids. I'll manipulate my parents. Oh yeah, you're pulling strings all right. And you're creating a lot of tension. But things are not getting better. They're getting worse. This woman, she realizes that. She realizes all of her efforts not working. Says when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, touched his robe, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. I want you to picture that for a moment. She couldn't even face Jesus. She kind of comes up behind. I think Mark recorded that because he wanted us to understand something very, very important here. This woman had to push through a lot of shame. She was an outcast in the community. She had to deal with lots of rejection in her life. And I am sure this woman was tired and hurting and exhausted. And it took every bit of energy in her to come out of hiding, to be in a crowd. And I think she was dealing with shame there. And that's why she comes up behind Jesus. Shame's a wicked thing. And shame will drive you deep into the jungle, into hiding. I mean, if people really knew, they really knew what I got going on. If people really knew the struggles I've got in my life, I mean, what would they think? I don't want anybody to know. And instinctively, we hide. I mean, it drives us there instinctively. And then we begin to doubt at some point. Not only do we doubt that people can accept us, but we really begin to doubt whether or not God could even deal with the problems we've got. You know, we start thinking, there's no way God will accept me. There's no way God's going to help me in this. It's such a mess. And friends, Satan's a liar. He is the father of lies. He is the only one that is going to shame you and me. And the evil one lies to you. You know why? Because he wants to keep you hiding in the jungle. You know, this woman, she's tried everything, you know, that she can think of. And it's not working for her. And so this woman, she's tired of hiding. She's tired of the isolation. She lets go of the shame, the fear. She fights through the crowd. And in faith, she reaches out to touch Jesus' robe. I thought a lot about the woman. I don't know how much faith she had. I think it must have been big. Because she says, if I could just touch his clothes, he'll heal me. People catch me, I've heard it more times than I could number really, but they'll say, you know, my faith's not very big, Pastor. Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest seed, you can move mountains. This woman has faith. She reaches out from behind and just touches, just gets a little touch of the robe. The scripture says immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt that her body, that she had been freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. And he turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? I want you to think about that. Jesus is in a huge crowd. People are all around him. They're pressing in on him. And he's walking and goes, someone just touched me. Apparently he felt the healing power go from him. Jesus is fully aware of what just happened. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. She touches him. Immediately, she's healed. Jesus is looking around. Who touched me? He knows who touched him. Says, then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, see, she realizes she's been healed. She came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the what? The whole truth. Huh. This woman that couldn't even bring herself to face Jesus, she's now on her hands and knees, worshiping and telling Jesus the whole truth. Jesus, in that moment, Jesus could have humiliated her. He didn't, but he could have. Jesus, in that moment, honors this woman's faith. But it's interesting, Jesus waited for this woman to come out of hiding. He waited for her to let go of all the efforts to handle this on her own. He waited for her to take a faith step, and when she did, she found power, God's power. She found grace, she found love, she found forgiveness, she found healing. That's jungle love. It's a jungle in life. Some of you need to come out of hiding today. You need to tell Jesus the whole truth in your life. Get this, Jesus is not going to be shocked. You know why? He already knows. He already knows what you got going on. I mean, what's keeping you in hiding? What's keeping you covering stuff up? What's keeping you from acknowledging the whole truth before God? Is it a shame thing? That'll keep you hiding. You know, you're ashamed your marriage is struggling. You're ashamed that the family's in disarray. You're ashamed that the finances are out of control again. Are you ashamed that you can't handle this thing in your life? Are you ashamed that you went down the path of self-destruction again? Name your shame, friends. Have a conversation with that shame. Shame, who's your daddy? That's a great question. Just have a conversation with shame. You know, shame, look at me. Who's your daddy? It'll come clean. Do you know who shame's daddy is? Papa Pride. Papa Pride in your life. You show me someone that's hiding, whatever it is they're hiding, and I will show you somebody that has issues with pride. They're on that pride ride in their life. Pride is the center of almost all of our sins, by the way. You mean pride comes for greed? Yep. For lust? Yep. For substance abuse? Yep. For addiction? Yep. It is the ride of pride, and it will destroy you. It will mess you up if you're not careful. You know, see, shame and pride, It'll keep you captive. It'll keep you hiding. It'll keep your life messed up. It will drive you mad. It will make you crazy. Some of you, that's exactly where you are today. And the evil one, the devil, he will keep lying to you. Do you know why? He wants to steal your life. He wants to destroy you. And friends, you got to come out of hiding. You got to take a step. Take a step of faith. Give up all your efforts and just reach out to God and just say, you know what? I can't, but you can. Which means you have to face your fears. You have to face your fears. You have to face your doubts and your questions. And I know fear can be paralyzing. It can own you. But this woman, she steps past her fears. She faces her fears. And friends, I could fill this stage this morning with people that have overcome all kinds of things in their life, which meant they had to face their fears. And if they were up here today, they would tell you, and I'm going to tell you, there is a point you come to in your life that you come out of hiding and you say, you know what? I can't, but God, I know you can. And there's a point where you say, I cannot work hard enough. I am not smart enough. It is driving me mad. It's making me crazy. And I'm tired of it. I'm done with it. I'm going to push through the pride. I'm going to push through the shame. And I'm going to push through the fear. And I'm going to reach out to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to kneel at his feet. And I'm going to tell him the whole story of my life and the situation. And friends, every time I've had the courage to do that, God has started working in me and through me, and God has changed me. It's how God works. It's God's love at its best. Jungle love. Friends, what's stopping you today? This woman had exhausted her options. Things are not getting better. They're getting worse. And some of you, I know how this goes. Right now, some of you are thinking, you know, well, I haven't tried everything yet. I've got some other options. I'm gonna give them a run. And I want to just scream and go, quit wasting your time. I have watched scores of people throughout my ministry waste decades chasing this or that, trying to fix this or that, thinking that, you know, this time I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right this time. Don't waste your life, friends. I mean, if you could have handled it, you would have done it already. You know, take a step of faith. You got to let go of some stuff and you got to let God help you. This woman, that's what she did, and she's healed. I love this. Jesus is speaking to her. He says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. I love be freed. Be freed. She's been freed. Freed from what has held her captive for years. Freed from shame and guilt. Freed from the isolation and the hiding in her life. Freed from being found out. Freed from the exhaustion. Freed from being driven crazy and mad in her life. Freed to live life loved by God. And some of you, I know today, you're tired and you have been hiding your struggles and you've been trying to keep things covered up so that nobody knows and you've tried everything to deal with it. In fact, I know some of you right now, you're thinking, well, I'm going to try some stuff again, thinking you're going to get a different answer. It will not work. Give it up. Give it to God. It is the best advice you can ever get. Some of you are going, I can take care of it myself. No. I've got a little more money now. No. I'm going to work really hard. No. I'm going to control it. No. I'm going to change it myself. No. No, 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 no. Whatever you cover, God will uncover it. Why? Because God loves you. And whatever you are willing to uncover before God, God will cover. God will cover with his grace. God will cover with his power. God will cover with his guidance. God will cover with his love, because that's how God works. I love this verse. This is a life verse for me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Friends, I don't know about you, but does that sound like a better way to live? Does that sound like a better way to live than hiding out in the jungle, isolated and exhausted and tired? I mean, doesn't that sound better than living there? It's a better way to live. Best advice, submit your life to God. Whatever it is you're trying to hide, come out of hiding. Give it up. Reach out to God. Trust God. Lean on God. God, you can't, but God can. You can't, but God can. And submit your ways to him. It's God's plan for your life. When you come out of hiding, what you will find is God's waiting there for you. With amazing power, the power you need to make the change. With amazing grace that frees you up. An amazing love. It's jungle love. We all need it, don't we? Here's how I want to close this morning. If you've got something you need to change, and you really want to say, okay, God, I can't, but you can, I just want you to stand where you're at. I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to do anything weird. Just stand where you're at, and I'm going to pray for you. And today's the day. You give it to God and you say, okay, I can't, but you can. And you start the process of changing, which we're going to talk about over the next few weeks. So if you've got something you want God to give to God, just stand where you're at and we're going to pray for you. Our holy God, God, you see the folks that are standing here. And God, I know we all have very similar stories. We've tried and tried and tried. We've looked at the options. We've tried again. We've come at it from 10,000 ways. But God, today we stand as your children. And we stand and we say, God, I can't. But you can. God, I can't, but I know you can. God, I can't, but I know if I could just reach out and touch the hem of your garment, you have the power to change me, to change the situation, to help me overcome, to push through, to fix, to repair, to restore, to heal. And so, God, we lay all this at your feet. And God, I pray that you would help us to come out of hiding, to just lay it all out before you. God, I know better days are ahead, that you'll begin to work in us and through us. God, we look forward to that. And we lean on you. God, help us. Give us strength to do that. I thank you for your amazing grace, amazing power, your amazing love. God, we give you the glory and the praise this day and every day. God's people said, amen. Let's worship together.